Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up in the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04 to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great books, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility. This just in. Santa Claus was slightly injured in the early hours of Thursday as he deadheaded home across New Jersey in a collision with a drone. This just in. Honda and Nissan have started talks to pursue a merger, a deal that could create the world's third largest automaker. The two major Japanese companies are hoping that joining hands will allow them to better compete in an automotive world that's facing seismic challenges. In other news, Godzilla's son announces his engagement to King Kong's daughter. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
No, Will's not here, but we are. And Charles and Charger and Anna in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, where you can buy and sell and trade to your heart's content. You can express the free market. This is the unregulated free market, governed only by common courtesy and common sense. And you're welcome to buy, sell, and trade to your heart's content, as long as the content is lawful and moral. It's the beginning of the year. I'll explain that. Lawful means it doesn't violate the laws of man, and moral means it doesn't violate the laws of God. An intelligent audience does not require further explanation. And make sure that you give your phone number at the speed of the pen so that the people listening can hear it and copy it down. And I will repeat it back to you to make sure that I have it right and that I've copied it down correctly. And this is going to be in May, our starting the 27th year of broadcasting. We are going to have an event in May around the middle of the month, somewhere around whatever the 19th is. The 16th is the actual anniversary of the beginning of the program. So whatever's closest to the 16th, we'll have an event. It'll be a listener event in the station where we will invite listeners that want to be on the air to come into the studio and actually sit in the studio and sort of maybe 10 or 11 people co-host the program. Harry Alexander sometimes shows up. Bunker comes in. Pat comes in. Sometimes J.D. Strang comes in. And it's just kind of a happy time will be had by all. And it really is a lot of fun, and it's a celebration of the spirit of Swap Shop, and which is a community, which is known as a community of interest, a subject around which a number of people are gathered, and it's part of what makes America a successful country, is that people congregate to in communities of purpose. In other words, they share a common interest, and in that common interest they are united for a purpose greater than themselves. And if that's something that you'd be interested in doing, we're going to make it a limit of 12. I have to pull out my adapters and plug the adapters into the headphone holes. And the only thing I will say is that if you're going to come in and do that, you need to bring your own set of headphones. And so that we don't have to try and, we only have about four with two spares, and that would only allow about six people. And we've got enough room. We got four microphones in the studio. Plus, I guess I could have someone here in the control room with me. If it gets to that much of an overflow crowd, but I'll limit it to 12 people who want to come in at the most. And even though we could have a 13th in here, I'm going to just keep it to 12. And so maximum of 12 people. If you want to start thinking about that, you can send me email, charles@libertywatchradio.com. It's probably too early to start thinking about that. We probably shouldn't even start thinking about doing it until, March or so. But anyway, you put that in the back of your notebook for if some of you want to come in and do that. And I hope Bunker and Harry and a few other of the regulars want to come in. And if, Mark S wants to come in, Mark Stockwell, and of course Pat's always welcome. And if Harriet can make it, that'd be great. You know, whatever you want to do. But I mean, whoever wants to come in, it's not limited or it's not exclusive to them. And if you guys want to help out and be a part of the party, and we'll do a potluck in here and it'll be lots of fun. Maybe we'll do a party over at Hambones. Maybe they'll open up on a Sunday for us. Well, that'll have to be by reservation, and there'll be a set price for the event, for the afternoon lunch. And there'll be a one item menu more or less with a couple sides. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we won't. We'll see what we get. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. Call in and buy and sell and trade. This portion of today's program is brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. And they manage money for gun owners, and they have a very well-known 7-step system that they teach, and I'm on it, and I'm out of debt, and I am, except for my mortgage, and I'm working on paying that off, hope to do it the next 2.5 years to finish it off, and then I will not owe a cent to a soul, and it's through the encouragement and support from Wilkinson Wealth Management, who's also managing my investments, so that when I retire, I will not be dependent upon the government. And some of you know, I have declined Social Security, and I intend to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired without government assistance. Not soon, though. I'm going to stay at this as long as nature allows me to sit in this seat. I plan to stay right where I am and continue this and see if I can't maybe even get to, oh, who knows, 40 years of doing this. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? To say I've been doing something for 40 years, and if nature allows that to happen, I will certainly do that. That is the current plan, and then I don't have to worry about money because I just keep working. And as long as I do that, there's no problem, and if I work long enough, there will be plenty of money to retire on. And if that's what you'd like, you can get that through, you can arrange that, you can plan that through Wilkinson Wealth Management. He has 38 years of experience. He intends also to stay in what he does and not to retire, and because he loves what he does, and he helps an awful lot of people manage a wonderful amount of money. And you can reach him at 777-1911. That's 777-1911 or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Also brought to you by Perfection Auto Works. Yesterday I had a neat experience. I was sitting at Kolb and 22nd Street. The light turned green. I took my foot off the brake, and I realized, hey, the car wasn't kind of vibrating at all. It had been idling smoothly in drive with my foot on the brake at 22nd and Kolb facing southward in the center lane. And so I lightly stepped on the gas, and the car lightly accelerated and shifted smoothly all the way home. And about at Golf Links, I the phone was clipped to the steering wheel, and I put it on speaker, and I hit the Perfection button, got him on speed dial, and I hit the Perfection button, not touching the phone, and I just thanked him for a car that ran right, that I didn't have to put in neutral at the intersection because it vibrated too much. And if you want your car to run right, he replaced a couple oxygen sensors, and he addressed a fuel leak, and I don't smell fuel anymore, and it's wonderful. I can park the car by the house, not worried that it's going to be on fire in the morning. morning and burn the house down. And that's a if you want a mechanic that gives you that kind of confidence that your car won't burn your house down, you really ought to think about giving him a call. If you don't care, if you're the kind of person that calls him after the car catches fire, yeah, take it to Quirky Lube on the corner. You're not a prospect for Mike. If you're the kind of person who wants the car maintained so that it runs right. Oh, and by the way, it had an 18% increase in mileage when he did that. So if that's the kind of efficiency you want out of your vehicle, give him a call, 323-8650, 323-8650, or perfectionautoworks.com. And if you would like to, if you want your car to run right, call him, and you will have to make an appointment. I have an appointment to take my Vibe in there on the 25th of this month. That's how far out he's booked. And I've got a drivability issue with that car too. And he'll fix it and it will be done right. And I'm looking forward to three cars that run right instead of two out of three that run right. And I'm excited about the prospect. I actually like spending money there because I know I get something for, I get more than the money is worth out of the benefit of going there, and you will too. And let's see, you can call in at 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, and you can have a, and you can get good value out of your phone call here. I was over at Tucson Coin and Autograph, and let me get my glasses out here because I want to look at these coins that I got from him. I love the stuff I get from him because, A, it's fun. You know, they're bright, shiny coins in most cases, so anything bright and shiny is naturally going to get the attention of a male. But, you know, we're easy to distract, you know, either bright coins or sex, right? That's the intimation thereof. But maybe, I don't know, women are more sophisticated. But I don't know. That's an attractive coin. Is that attractive to you? Okay, well, all right. Women find the bright, shiny coin attractive. If you have enough of them, they'll find that man attractive too, but I digress. Anyway, this is a dollar coin, and it has the Statue of Liberty on it, and I think it has the In God We Trust on the edge. It's a dollar coin, and where is it from? I can't read this. It is too small. United States of America. Oh, it's an American innovation coin. It's got great American inventions on the back of the coin and on the obverse sign in coin orientation. It has the Statue of Liberty on the front, and it's a $1 gold-colored coin. It's not a gold coin, but it's gold in color. And it has the In God We Trust on the edge of it. And it's just a beautiful coin. And I bought it for $2, and I just think it's neat. It's in its own little coin thingy that coin envelope. And the other one I got from them is a coin commemorating Dr. Sally Ride, astronaut Dr. Sally Ride. And it is a quarter, and on the other side it commemorates Sally Ride. And it was 75 cents. And I got to tell you, I think that's a tremendous value. The reason is because there's something aviation and space travel that I am greatly a fan of, and I get to have something commemorating it in my pocket for less than a buck, or in some cases less than approximately $2, or in the case of the commemorative coin for the Boston Harbor, for the Boston Tea Party in December of 1773, about $30 or so, approximately, for an ounce of silver. And if you want stuff like this, it's available at Tucson Coin and Autograph at the corner of Orange Grove and Oracle on the southeast corner of Orange Grove and Oracle, 6350 North Oracle if you navigate by address, and if you navigate by landmark, gee, what's around there? There's a car wash across the street. I don't know. Anyway, it's a wonderful place, and you learn a lot if you keep your eyes open. You know, your eyes, ears, and nose open and your mouth shut. Just go in there and look around and you will learn stuff. And if that's the kind of learning you like to do, hands-on, and you know what else you could do? You got young kids? Take them to the coin shop and teach them history by letting them hold that historical coin in their hand. And let them make a choice over which historical coin they would rather own. That is a great way to teach children. And it by actually demonstrating history to them. And if that's the kind of knowledge and appreciation of our culture you would like to instill in people, go to Tucson Coin and Autograph at 6350 North Oracle, or on the phone, 219-4427. That's 219-4427. Or TucsonCoinAndAutograph.com. You can call us live on the air at 520-790-2040 and buy and sell and trade to your heart's desire. You can talk about your yard sale. You can spot yard sales for us. And if there's something interesting, if you want to make a comment about the passing of President Carter, a brief comment, I think it'd be fine today. And to honor the 39th President of the United States, you may have disagreed with his politics, but the guy tried to be an honorable guy. Didn't always have opinions we agree with, had some that we think were probably, most of this audience thinks were probably pretty wrong, but the guy at least tried to live a good and moral life and set a good moral example, and his children are following in his footsteps, not so much in politics, but in honoring him. And when you see kids that honor their parents' work, it always is a good thing for America. So we'll be back after this, and Mike mixed up a new one, and I think you'll like it. It's pretty creative and well-produced. And I think it may be in the first break. I'm not sure. But anyway, it'll be the second spot in this break. And Eb mixed up some new ones, and we're got refreshing for the year. And of course, we have the Carpenters. We've only just begun for the first break, as is the tradition for the first spot, first break of the first program of the year. So enjoy.
The president of the Liberal Democrats in Parliament says, I believe in redistribution of wealth. I said, yours or theirs? By what right does somebody get elected to office and dictate to you how much you're allowed to have of what you create? What stake do they have of what you create?
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly.
Brought to you by Karen Carpenter, encouraging you to always eat your vegetables. And let's see, I think it's about time after that to perk up a little bit, don't you? Hey, maybe if we're going to perk up, we need the coffee pot. There we go. Smell that? Today, hazelnut coffee in the KVOI AM 690 mug. So this goes back a ways. Doug Martin gave me this. It's one of my treasured possessions. And we have the good old Walmart hazelnut creamer, hoy, right there. And we'll tap a little bit of that into the mug. A little more, not too much. Did I hear him growl? He was just grumbling. Yeah, he was commenting on the creamer, I think. Yeah, okay. And we'll put the safety mug back on the coffee and spin it to the right orientation. And none of these misgendered coffee cups. And open the safety lid and let's try. Oh wait, we gotta blend it so it's shaken, not stirred anymore. And there we go. Not bad. Oh, hot. Yeah. Well, it's plenty hot and sort of good. And it's making rings on the counter, so that's good. Well, we'll have to clean it up so there's no HR involvement here. At least there's no string of white powder left on the counter from the creamer. That's a good thing. I think I'll chase it with my Hydra Flask, a little sip of water. I'm going to keep that in the studio all the time now. Thank you, Anna. That was a wonderful Christmas present, and I like my Hydro Flask. And now every time everybody I show it to in here, they go, oh, yeah, those are great. It's like, so I've been here 20 years, and nobody told me something was wonderful, and it wasn't. I mean, for God's sakes, if you know something, tell me. If you think something, I don't know something, then good gosh, I don't know a lot, so... If you have an idea for me, I'm glad to hear it. May kol malam dihis koalti. By all my teachers, am I made more wise. And got some comments on the menorah that I do every year. That was fun. And then I went to bring... Oh, did you... You did. Oh, we laid out Charger's new blanket, and he's ignoring it because he wants to be next to Anna. Either that or he wants to come over here and say hello. Would you like to say something to the audience? You want to come up? Yeah, you can come up. Yeah, there you go. You want to say something to the audience? Can you at least speak? They think I'm talking to a ghost, Charger. They're going to think I'm crazy. At least lick the microphone. Here, lick this. No, no, you lick the spit guard. They could hear it if you licked the microphone. All right, fine. You're going to embarrass me and be mute. That's fine. Okay, good. You're a great dog. Now get down. Go over to Anna. Go over to Anna and say hello to her. Jump on her, will you? That's good. 520-790-2040. It changes the broadcast to have a dog in the room. And a couple of weeks ago, Bruce had his dogs, and they went off. I guess somebody came to the door, and the dog just went on alert. So what we need is Jim Bettineric to walk in, and then he'll start growling. I don't know why, but for some reason, we got to get him acclimated to Jim. He's the only guy in the building he doesn't kind of warm up to. I don't know what it is. Maybe, you know, I know what it is. Bettineric doesn't play Charger's favorite songs. That's what it is. He plays different music. I don't think Charger is into R&B. I think he's more a traditional dog. I think he's more like into Sinatra or something. I don't know. We should try that. We should play like a Sinatra song and turn it up pretty good in the studio and see if he likes to it, if he kind of sways to it or not. Yeah, shut up and pet me. I know that look. Okay, 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios to buy, sell, and trade anything you would like. And this is a program where the free market is available abundantly to you, and there is no sense in the world of not taking advantage of that. So someone has taken my words to heart. And caller, your first name, please. J.D.
It is.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
Better for hearing you. What's up?
I have a found. I found a cell phone.
Oh, yeah?
It was in the road on Pima at Craycroft. Uh-huh. Its screen is non-functional, but it still rings and accepts a charge, and I'd love to find its owner. I'm sure they're still looking for it.
Do you know what color it is?
Well, black.
A black phone. Okay.
It's an Android.
Okay.
And I think it's on the T-Mobile network. I've tried speaking to the fine folks there, and they weren't able to confirm or deny, but I got the impression it was, but they couldn't help find its owner.
You know, there ought to be a system for that. I guess you could put an AirTag on stuff. That would be easy. Yeah. That's too easy.
Well, I just put my business card and my alternate phone number in the case.
Uh-huh.
And hope that will successfully get it returned should it happen.
That's what I do with mine. I trap my business card in, but it has the number of that cell phone. The cell phone does have voicemail. But what I do with my main phone is I forward it to a flip. Mm-hmm. That way, if someone dials me on my main number, it comes to my little cell phone in my pocket, my little flip phone in my pocket. And I could still, if I lost my primary phone, I could still receive calls just fine. Oh. Everybody's got their own system. All right, anything else to buy, sell, trade, give away, or make notice of?
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm sure they'll be calling me any moment now, because everyone listens to the Swap Shop on Sunday.
That's it. And your phone number, please.
520-334-7434.
520-334-7434. All right.
See you soon.
Yeah. I have found cell phones. I found one once on Rural Road on the entrance ramp to I-60. I found one, and I don't remember how I got it back to the owner, but they did call the phone, I think, and I answered it. It was a brick. It was a Motorola brick, so it was quite a while ago. But I found it, and it was... You know, that was before you did ESN changes with a brick. In fact, that was an era when you could still clone them, and you could have two on the same number before Congress put their foot down on that. So,
Yeah, I found one when I was out dirt biking, and I was along the border, and the phone was in Spanish, so I gave it to the Border Patrol.
Yeah, might be evidence. You don't know. So. All righty then. That's a wonderfully community-minded thing to do, and I really appreciate that. And acts of kindness like that are encouraged throughout all the audience. So back throughout all the country.
You betcha.
What if everybody just acted?
Maybe someone in the audience knows how to get it back. You know, how to contact its owner. Who knows? There could be a method we're unaware of.
There probably is a method. Well, actually, is it locked, or will it? Or the screen isn't working.
Yeah, the screen is completely gone.
Hmm. Well, I guess if it weren't locked and you could just turn it on, you could go to the own phone number. A lot of people have something called ICE on their phone, which stands for something...
In case of emergency.
In case of emergency, right. And some people will do that, and then you call you dial the ICE number and say, hey, I found this phone. You probably know who it belongs to. So that's one way to do it, but if the screen doesn't work, there's no sense paying to fix somebody else's phone unless you're really an
ultra. I was seeing if it had, like, you know, Google Voice or something when I could, you know, say answer phone or call home, and, yeah, it wouldn't do that.
Mm.
It was a thought. I read that on the Internet. Sometimes that works.
That's an interesting idea. Maybe it's voice pattern recognition only to the person who owns it. I don't know. Do they do that with phones today?
I don't know. But I tried and had the lovely missus try, and it didn't like a male or a female voice.
Mm-hmm. I think I could make a joke, but I won't.
All right. See you soon, Charlie.
All right. See, it's an Android. Maybe it wants an androgynous voice. Who knows? All
right. Ah, yes.
There.
Bye.
That shouldn't. All right. See ya. Bye. And that opens. Thoop. And perfect timing. It's bottom of the hour. And hey, folks, it's a call-in show, so call in at 520-790-2040 and have something for sale or have something you're looking for. And I've got something I'm looking for, and I will say it after the break. Back after this.
This is Herman Cain. You get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Hey, this is Moonwinkle. You're listening to the Swap Shop.
Open the books. We've had to file lawsuits. We had to sue the state of California to get them to release their spending, their checkbook.
Well, that should be a national pastime anyway, suing California.
We certainly enjoyed it. I mean, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of money to follow the letter of the law.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Well, we went steady all year long, and everything seemed okay. But I found out that you were cheating me, and I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to find a new love, baby, one that'll treat me right. Well, she loved me true, just wait and see, and you'll be crying all night. But well, just cause we went back to school, well, you say that we are true. But we'll just go our separate ways, and now, baby, I'm a gonna forget all about you. I'm gonna find a new love.
baby, love her with all my love. Well, she may be sweet, but that you won't know, cause you'll probably cry all night.
And that, of course, was the Night Beats featuring Peter Ronstadt, who later became the police chief, and we'll do his obituary after we talk to Pat. Pat, you're live on the Swap Shop. What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
Well, hi, good morning, and Happy New Year to all the listeners. I have probably 30 used copies, they're paperbacks, of Star Trek books.
Hmm.
I could read some of the titles to you right now.
Sure, why not?
Okay, we've got Star Trek The Motion Picture. We've got Memory Prime, Prime Directive. Let's see, Dreams of the Raven, The World of Star Trek. We could just go on and on. And it's a collection left over from, do you believe it, last year's yard sales for Trek.
Hmm.
And it's time to start moving some of this stuff along, and I was just organizing, and I thought this would be perfect for Swap Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Here is my phone number.
All right.
520-334-7900.
520-334-7900 at the speed of the pen.
Thank you.
And you're looking for some bookshelves, aren't you?
I am. The sturdier the better, because I must have probably, I'm guessing, 500 to 1,000 books left over from all the generous donations, and I'm almost ready to have a charity book sale.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it would be a good idea.
Well, it would be sort of an indoor yarn sale only, books and maybe better curio that you don't want to go in the outside where the monsoon will mess it up again.
Maybe do it the week after the anniversary party for this, so we can use that anniversary party to advertise your book sale.
You know, that would probably be just about time to get the bedroom, which is now looks like a warehouse, into a really nice little sitting, reading library area. The place would just be open to helping charities with these efforts. You know, if I do something like this and I had a crew of helpers from either charity that wanted to help me, why, they'd be part of the proceeds of what we make. You know what I mean? So
yeah. I have been.
Anybody have any bright ideas?
Well, I've been meaning for a long time to clean up my reading room and have a little bit of drywall work done, and then have JD come in and paint that room and the closet. I have a huge walk-in closet and a library room, but I haven't really. I've been meaning for years to clean it out and upgrade it, and just because I have a table and a chair in that room and nothing else, and I was going to put in some bookshelves to put all my books up on the walls and take them out of boxes and out of stacks laying around the house. And it would be fun to do that. And it might be motivational for me to say that's my spring project.
Fun and recreational.
Yeah.
Recreational and educational. How's that?
And setting up to win. Then book reading is good for the soul. And just kind of using your mind, keeping your mind fresh by reading. That's one of the things my dad did to stay sharp until his 88th year, as he had a roll top desk, and each side had a pull out beautiful maple shelf. He would set a book on it depending on which way he wanted to face morning or afternoon sun. And that's the desk in my bedroom now. And maybe that's how I read, but maybe I'll also put in a reading room, finish my reading room. That'll be my project this year. Finish the reading room. Thank you.
And I think you hit exactly the key to a successful reading room, is as much natural light falling over whichever shoulder, which time of day, when you feel like being in there, is best for you.
Well,
that's why being picky about the shelves or what we do is going to be part of a bigger thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he lived in California, and they legislated that there would be sunshine on both shoulders.
I see.
That was one of their dream projects.
He sounds like a wonderful man.
Well, my sense of humor comes from him. So,
good. We're blessed then, huh?
My father used to make up creative stories at bedtime when I was too young for, like, you know, books with really good content, with really, you know, meaty content, adult content. He would make up stories extemporaneously of his main character was the stale whale and his brother, the fresh whale, and the toity-toity street police captain that would patrol the docks and look, and the stale whale would warn him of approaching German submarines during World War II and things like that. And that's some of where my creative creative genesis is. So anyway,
he ignited it early on with you to say it's okay to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, blessed are the cracked, for they shall see the light. So anyway,
well, what a fun little chat on the air.
Yep. Well, you know, welcome to Swap Shop, where nobody knows what normal is, and we make fun of each other's disabilities. All right.
And everybody feels better after a good hour of radio.
Well, that's the idea. That's the locus of it, or the direction of it, to try and make it that way, to give people an uplift. So.
Anyway. Yeah. Say,
if not,
you know,
that, there's always a wedgie.
Speaking.
Oh. I'm sorry. What? Speaking what?
I had meant to mention when I called in for JD to maybe drop that over to one of the quick fix phone repairs. Those guys might have some clues or know exactly which.
They might. They might be able to detect the phone number and then call it and then see if maybe the voicemail catches it. You know, that's a really good idea. JD, if you're still listening, go over to the Quick Fix. They're open on Sundays. The one on, it's not that far from you, on Campbell, just north of Glen, is open today. And see if maybe they can give you an answer. And it's right north of what used to be Carlos Diaz Silversmiths, and it's between there and the Wells Fargo Bank on the west side of Campbell, just north of Glen. Maybe they can help you. And maybe it's an excuse. It's a nice day to take out one of the bikes and take out the one with the sidecar and put Denise in it and go for a ride down to the mobile phone store. Anyway, Pat, that was a great idea.
You're welcome.
All right. hang up on yourself, Pat.
Oh boy, I better. Bye-bye.
Bye. Boom. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studio. Come on, Caroline, what? No eggs for sale. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. I promised I'd get to this. Peter Ronstadt, former Tucson police chief, musician, and beloved husband, brother, father, and father, has passed away peacefully from natural causes, surrounded by family, on Sunday, December 29th, at age 82. Ronstadt was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona, and attended school at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic School, and Doolin Junior High, Tucson High School. He graduated from the New Catalina High School in 1959. He was the son of Gilbert and Ruth Mary Ronstadt, grew up in a musical family, always singing and learning to play the guitar. As a young boy, he was a longtime member of the Tucson Boys Chorus, where he excelled as a soprano, performing many solos and songs from the varied as Estrellita and Ave Maria to the famous choir. As the famous choir toured the U.S., when his voice changed, Peter began focusing more on country, rockabilly, and early rock and roll that was emerging at the time. He was a member of a band, the Nightbeats, which released a few singles, including Lonesome Rock Road, which I think I just played, and Doreen in 1959. He was 17 years old. All the members of that band, the Nightbeats, were 17 years old. They had two records out on, was it Sun Records? No, it wasn't Sun Records. It was a local Tucson record publishing company. So these and some others can still be heard on YouTube and streaming services like Spotify and Apple under Pete Ronstadt and the Nightbeats. He later teamed up with sisters Linda and Susie Gretchen to form a folk trio, the New Union Ramblers, which lasted until Linda went to California to start her own music career. Later, Peter would perform on Linda's famous albums of Mexican music, music, Canciones de Mi Padre, which is, there's two albums, and Más Canciones, earning himself a gold record for the former. A police chief with a gold record. How about that? Peter attended the University of Arizona, was a member of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, and earned his degree in Spanish with minors in Latin American government and Latin American history. During this time, he joined the Tucson Police Department in 1963 and rose through the ranks as a patrolman, detective, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, major, and became chief of police in 1981. During his career, Peter attended the FBI Academy at Quantico as part of his partnership with the U.S. police departments. He was instrumental in promoting community policing strategies, focusing on promoting community policing and, from a neighborhood level. Interestingly, in 1989, as police chief, while driving to work, he personally responded to a report of a man running into traffic and apprehended and detained the guy, who was later convicted of having killed TV actress Rebecca Schaefer. Peter retired from the police department in 1992 and then acted as a freelance consultant to various law enforcement agencies around the country. He also was a proud member of the Tucson Rotary Club, the Tucson Centurions, and he was a trustee for the Southwestern Foundation for Educational and Historical Preservation. Throughout his life, he enjoyed music, reading, cycling, gardening, and the outdoors. He was an avid camper, snorkeler, scuba diver, four-wheeler, and hiker, and he enjoyed seeing as much of his home state as he could and took many trips with his family around the Southwest. He also had some memorable family trips to England and Scotland and enjoyed taking excursions into Mexico and enjoyed the Gulf of California from both the mainland and Baja side. Later, he had many sailing and diving trips with his wife and their friends. And Godspeed to Peter Ronstadt and condolences to his family. He was a wonderful man and a life well lived. And there is a picture of him in his TPD police chief uniform. So, very, very cool. We have some wonderful people in Tucson. We really do. And there is such a wealth in this community of human experience and of kindness. There's plenty enough to go around for everybody. And we'll be right back after this in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios.
Since I was a kid, I've been enamored with hydrogen when I was making it in the basement and filling balloons and igniting them. Wonderful blue balls of fire.
His favorite song is the 1812 Overture, the last minute and 13 seconds.
It's a wonder I didn't blow up the house without the hydrogen stuff I was experimenting with.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI for 20 years. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on 20 years on KVOI, Charles.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and meet your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toiling, such a load, traveling on that lonesome road. Look down, look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
And that was Lonesome Road, of course, by Pete Ronstadt and the Night Beats. And there's a pretty good, interesting catalog of songs. Not a very deep catalog, but let's see if I can find Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N, Pete Ronstadt. Pete, R-O-N-S-T-A-D-T. And let's see if that comes up. It probably will. And Doreen, Pete Ronstadt and the Night Beats on Zoom Records. That was Ray Lindstrom and one other person's label. Oh, we got a call come in. Now let's respect the caller's time. Caller, your first name, please.
Bunker.
Hi, Bunker. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
As long as we're memorizing people, a fellow that I knew, and you probably knew him as well, passed away this last week. Jim Ferguson.
I did not know Jim Ferguson, but he was a respected member of the community.
Well, I've got a little kind of a eulogy here I'd like to share.
Please do.
You know, he began his career at K-Gun Channel 9 in the 70s. He hosted his own entertainment talk show. The show lasted 11 years. He had been a social studies teacher at Tanarita High School. And at in his home, in his garage, he made a kind of a library out of it. And he had between 5,000 and 7,000 interviews that he had done over the years in chronological order. He was a board member of the Critics' Choice Association, an original board member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. And this is an interesting note, and this is the personal part. He used to spend his summers when he was still teaching and before he did the talk show, at working as an extra out at Old Tucson. And I got to know him out there. Somehow or another, we struck up a conversation about the Westerns and stuff. Now, and so it was something to kind of look forward to whenever he was out there to just sit, and we'd sit there and talk about the movies all day long. He took many, many, many film classes out at the U of A. The man was just so knowledgeable, so generous. I did an interview, Neil Summers and myself, on his talk show. When we were doing Petrocelli, he had Lou Gossett Jr. on for the half hour and a couple of old dumb cowboys on for the second half hour. And he seemed to enjoy us as much as he did Lou. Anyhow, he's a great guy, will be missed, and that's it.
Do you know where that archive is?
It's in his home.
No, but I mean, could it be digitized onto the Internet?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, if somebody contacted the family, and I'm sure a lot of his stuff, a lot of his interviews are, because, you know, he was also in the Roadhouse theaters, part of their preview thing. They'd always have a segment with him doing. And he interviewed, I would say, probably 90%+ of the top well-known actors in the business.
Let's see. Jim Ferguson interviews. There he comes up, Jim Ferguson, YouTube, looking back at the career of the critic and K-Gun 9 background. Jim Ferguson interview, Nashville, 2015. Graduate student interviews, interview with Jim Ferguson, Ferguson Files. Let's look at that. And join Jim, exclusive content, portfolio, get a quote, exclusive content. One of the benefits of, let's see, here he is, Ferguson Files. Yeah, what happens later? And contact us today. That's interesting. Looks like there's a lot of his stuff online. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, one of his interviews he had, Bob Hope was over. This is in the early days. He'd come over, and he was only supposed to do 6 minutes. It was just, you know, the usual jump in, hi, I'm Bob Hope, I'm doing this, and gone. He ended up staying a whole half hour, and Jim said it was one of the most delightful interviews he had ever done.
Interesting. Looks like he had a website for content providing. Let's see. Looking back at the career of film critic, Jim Ferguson's talk with Dennis Quaid, Facebook. Looks like there's a lot of stuff that's available online, but maybe not the whole archive. Hollywood Happenings. Jim Ferguson interviews Jeff Bridges for True Grit. Interview with photographer. Humanity interview with James Ferguson. Yeah, it looks like there's plenty of stuff online.
Well, look him up, folks, because I think you'll really, really appreciate his work and his career.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for reminding us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You do a wonderful job of putting information out, history, our heritage, and stuff like that. That's just so important. And I appreciate what you do, and I hope you live to be 130 and do good work right up to the end.
Thank you. Yeah, Bert Lee said that he wanted to die on air, and he almost got his wish. He had a heart attack on air and then tried to drive home, so that wasn't smart.
God.
Yeah, that wasn't smart. He made it most of the way home, and then a telephone pole got between him and home, and they yanked him out of there and put a pacemaker on him, and he lasted a while longer. So, anyway,
well, that's That's what guys do. You know, we're too dumb to take care of ourselves. We just go through life bumping into things.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that opens a line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at 520-790-2040. Here's that song, Doreen, by Pete Ronstadt. Let's see if it comes up real quick or if it, yeah, maybe, maybe not. And let's see. There we go.
They said her name would be Doreen, my Doreen. Oh, my Doreen. Disagree and tell me you're too young for me. Oh, my Doreen. Doreen, they took you across the sea and left me in misery, and you're my one and only love. Well, now when I thought that I would die, but now that we are far in the weather, all I can do is cry for you, Doreen. As I stand here alone and so blue, I know that you still love me too. Oh, my Doreen. Doreen, why did our folks disagree and tell me you're too young for me? Oh, my Doreen. Well, I went to you and went away, for I thought that I would die. But now that we are far in the winter, all I can do is cry for you, Doreen. As I stand here alone and so blue, I know that you still love me too. Oh, my Doreen. Oh, my Doreen. Oh, my Doreen. Oh, my Doreen.
And that was Pete Ronstadt on Zoom Records. Let's go last call probably to the phones and nope. The caller hung up. Sorry, it took too long to get to him. Call back. You got about 1 minute left in the program to call back. And more information about this, go to ktkt990.com. That's interesting. There's another one.
That lonesome road before you travel on. Look down, that lonesome road before you.
Anyway, there's a lot of interesting music on YouTube from Pete Ronstadt, and you should look that up. It's pretty good stuff. And this portion of today's program is brought to you by the Tucson Tool Shop. It's the old Kent's Tools. It's a great place to go, still is. It's at 133 East Grant Road, and they have all kinds of wonderful tools, and both power and manual, and they have the stuff that you need to fix things. I needed a perfect size drill bit to fix an application I have on a baton that I carry with a flashlight on it, and they had it, and they had just the right thing, and you'll be happy that you went in there. And let's come out with Harry Chapin on this first show of 2025. And remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. If you have the right thing, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And see you in a little while on Liberty Watch.
But I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again. The years keep rolling by.
AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.